Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
My power ranking this weekend, they go back to the NCAA men's basketball tournament. And over the last 10 years, I'm ranking the most prominent programs at number five. Yeah, just because of the tournament time.
Nah, it makes sense.
Yeah, at number five, Gonzaga.
Okay.
They've been building up. I think their winning percentage is around 70% over the last 10 years. So very surprising by me. Not a blue blood program, one that came in as a mid-level when we first noticed them about 20 years ago. So boom. Number four, though not recently, Kansas Jayhawks, man. They've been really consistent. Mm-hmm. Another team whose win percentages is over 70% over the last 10 years. Always doing a thing. Number three, the Duke Blue Devils.
There you go.
Just for you, Sheldon. Mm-hmm. Prominent program, even though Coach K is not there anymore, they're still shown to be able to hold what Duke is, so number two, they got a whole team in the NBA in New York.
I wanted to see where you was going to put them. I almost forgot, but then I had to do my research.
And two, they have a whole team in New York of Villanova players at the Knicks right now that are succeeding. So Villanova been doing that thing over the last 10 years. That wasn't the case when I was coming up, but since I've been an adult, boom. And number one,
they better be right.
The oldest team in the world.
Look, that's the best list you ever made in your life.
The oldest team in college basketball. They're probably older than the youngest NBA team.
They actually are
Oklahoma City.
With Oklahoma City.
They're the same age as the Oklahoma City Thunder on average for starting five. Yes. It's crazy. Yep. It's a crazy stat.
So I get this ain't got.
But yeah, North Carolina been doing that thing through Hubert Davis, through Williams, through all of the coaches that they had.
Dean Smith.
They still been holding it down since Michael Jordan, it feel like. Damn, yeah, that's the number one college 100%. Program over the last 10 years. NCAA men's.
It's a beautiful list. I don't know about Villanova at two.
I would
slide them down to four.
And who even though they weren't. Who would you have at two?
Villanova has two national championships
in the last 10 years.
Who would you have it to?
It don't matter. You could put Duke and Kansas up there.
In the last 10?
Villanova has been eating over the last. They may be number one.
No.
I'm giving North Carolina because of nostalgia, honestly. But Villanova should probably be number one.
Just been a championship.
We're talking since 2014, Shelton.
Right.
Yes. We're not talking in the history of the university.
Yes, they had just as many championships.
I don't think so, bro.
Let me tell you exactly.
In my research, I didn't see that.